Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Moving to Orlando show. Coming up, we're going to talk about Davenport, Florida. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Coming to you from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined in the studio this week for the first time by my nephew, Josh Evans. Say hi, Josh.
Hello.
And you may remember our other realtor, Mr. Ruben Colon. He was on shows last year.
Hi there.
And, of course, our producer, Mr. Corey Fiascanaro.
Welcome.
And so, yeah, we wanted to get Josh and Ruben on camera, so we're going to do some shows with them today, and there is no way I am going into this show, Josh's first time on camera, without telling the story of how I was in the delivery room when he was born. His late mother, Gina, very, very dear friend of mine, her husband at the time, wasn't available. He was like on business. She wasn't expected to go into labor, and she called me, and I was there. Eventually her husband got there, because Josh took about 19 hours before he wanted to face the world. Amazing experience confirmed me as a gay man for the rest of my life. But yeah, so I do never introduce Josh without saying I watched him come out of his mother. So I'm thrilled. He's thrilled right now that I'm telling that story. But really happy to have you here, Josh. Josh is our newest member of the Moving to Orlando team, our newest realtor. Of course, Ruben's been with us for a little while now. I wanted to do, we haven't done a proper show on Davenport, and these guys are selling a lot of property in Davenport, a lot of interest in Davenport. And I think part of that, I think you guys will agree, part of that is, you know, as areas like Horizon West and Winter Garden have become so popular, and of course the prices go up, people start looking a little further out. With that said, Davenport is still, I mean, depending on where you are, because Davenport's a big place, you know, 20 to 30 minutes from Walt Disney World. But as is the case with, all of the areas around here, in January of this year, the median price of a home in Davenport was $277,000, which is actually pretty good when you look at other areas of Central Florida, but that represents a 13% increase over the median price a year before. So as you can see, prices are starting to go up there. And we mentioned that just because, you know, we don't know what the market's going to do. We're not financial experts. We don't know what's going to happen, but based on the current trends, the prices continue to go up. So I want to make sure we put that information out there. But Ruben, I'm going to start with you. What are some of the things that you're finding clients interested in? Why is Davenport so appealing to people?
Yeah, I mean, Pete, you said it
at the beginning of the show. Davenport is a little bit farther away from Disney than, say, you know, Winter Garden. And these areas are just more affordable. Winter Garden, you know, it's a great area. I absolutely love Winter Garden, especially Hamlin area. It's gorgeous. However, you know, it's not affordable for everybody. And there's some areas just a little bit farther out, like Davenport, which is a little bit more affordable. You can make the commute. Like you said, it's about 20 or 30 minutes, depending on which community you're at, you know, what part of Davenport. Davenport is huge. So it depends exactly where you're located. But it's a great area to be in if you don't want to have to, you know, pay X amount of money and you want to get a more affordable home. That is still a beautiful home. And there are some communities, some really nice communities, new build communities out there too. It's not just, you know, resale homes. We have one of the biggest, most popular communities that everybody's been interested in was Champions Gate. Now, as far as new builds are pretty much sold out in terms of new builds, but there's still, resale homes over there. Last I checked, there was 10 resale homes. And again, you know, this is as of this video being recorded.
So exactly.
Don't come and like find and me.
Not for nothing. Ruben just put a house in Davenport under contract, or put an offer in on a house in Davenport for a client this morning. I noticed that right before we sat down.
Exactly. So, and those homes do sell pretty quickly. Now, I'm talking about the residential single family homes, of course. I'm not diving down into just the short-term rental communities, because Champions Gate is known for that as well over in Davenport, and even Davenport itself.
So, yeah, it's a good point to make that there are a lot of investment property opportunities in Davenport. Most times people think about investment properties and they're thinking about the Kissimmee area, because there's a number of them there. But Davenport is also, because of its proximity to Disney World, there are investment opportunities there as well.
Absolutely. And I know, you know, people tend to try to shy away from short-term communities, but there are residential communities in Davenport. One example, Davenport Estates is a community that obviously located in Davenport. It's by Hanover Family Builders, and it's a nice community. It's about 30 to 35-ish minutes from Disney Springs, so it's a little bit farther. But it is a nice.
Is this a new build community?
It is a new build community. Okay. Correct. Yeah, and they, as of right now, they still have lots available. So definitely check them out. And we'll go a little bit more in detail, I feel like, about this, but they have no CDD fees.
Okay. Yeah. Let's explain to folks. Sure. CDD stands for Community Development District. Sometimes the builders effectively have to pay the county back for the expense of sewers and roads and, you know, all these things that they have to do to build these communities. And that gets added on in addition to a homeowners association fee and your property taxes in this community development district. Not all communities have this, but they are abundant in Davenport. So you're saying that this particular new build community does not have a CDD. Now, when you're just out of curiosity, how much are CDD fees on average?
It definitely ranges. A perfect example over at Champions Gate with a house that I put on their contract this morning. That community, I believe the CDD was about $2,100 annually. So you add that on top of your taxes,
and in addition to any HOA fees,
correct. And you know, Champions Gate obviously has a little bit higher HOA fees, but CDD fees, you're talking about, like, if you're I believe if you're doing a mortgage, you know, you're doing a loan, they're gonna, you know, obviously turn that to a monthly rate for you, so you can get an idea of how much you're actually paying monthly. It's just CDD fees do add a good amount to you, to your taxes, and your expenses that you have to be concerned about. But, you know, like I pointed out, Davenport Estates is one of the communities that do not have CDD fees there. Something also to take into consideration, there's other communities in Davenport where they have CDDs, but then their HOAs are extremely low. I can't think of one off the top of my head. But I know I was just there at one of the communities. I want to say it was Orchard Terrace, I believe.
Orchard Terrace, yeah.
Okay.
I just saw them there.
Yeah. So that community, I believe the HOA is like really, really low. I want to say it's like under $20 for the HOA monthly. But of course, it has CDD fees. So it's not really completely balances itself out, but you know, those CDD fees kind of go towards the community, go towards the community pool if they have it. If it's a gated community, it'll go towards that same stuff that HOAs would normally go towards.
Let's talk about overall the value of what you can find in Champions Gate. You were mentioning before we started recording a house that you put under contract that's in a gated community, mm-hmm. and the price stuns me.
Yes. As of right now, the resale homes that they have in Champions Gate is single family resale homes. They range, the 10 that I found, range from 290 to about 460, 470 range. So obviously depends on the size of the house. Depends if it has a private pool, that's going to raise the value of the house. And it's great because this community is practically brand new. I believe Champions Gate started back in 2014.
Yeah, it's relatively new, yeah.
Yeah, so, and not just the neighborhood itself. The community around the neighborhood is all fairly new as well. There's great restaurant. Thank you should check out. I think it's Four Corners Tavern. I absolutely love it. Check it out. There's many different, things to check out. And that brand
new Champions Gate is extremely popular.
It is.
It's an extremely popular area because it does have, it does have a lot of restaurants, a lot of shopping. There's a real, real community building up around that. Reminds me to a certain degree of Winter Garden in that regard. When you had, one of the things that everybody talks about with Winter Garden is that community center, that shopping and dining and those opportunities. You have something along those lines in Champions Gate. Am I right?
Yeah, of course. And that's actually a very good point in terms of Winter Garden. Like, this area is very similar to Winter Garden. And, I absolutely love
just not Winter Garden. Just not at that price.
It's so much more affordable. Same home over in Winter Garden, you're probably talking an extra $70,000 minimum more. So it's definitely more affordable. And then outside of Champions Gate, it's a little bit more rural versus urban. So if you like being,
urban by Central Florida standards.
Right.
Let's be clear about that.
Of course.
It's not, not New York City. That is one of the nice things about Davenport is you really kind of have that, because we have people that come and say, I want land, I want some space, I want, or I want to live in a place like Champions Gate. You have a lot of options in Davenport. Now, obviously, land is hard to come by in Central Florida. But you do, as Ruben was saying, you have some areas that feel a little more rural versus a little more suburban, I guess, is probably the better.
Yeah, that fits a lot more. So, definitely recommended. As we already talked about, it's a good location. It's not too far from the parks. It's great. I strongly, strongly recommend looking into it. It's per your taste. There's different areas that are going to like fit your needs of what you're specifically looking for. But Davenport has a little bit of everything between Champions Gate, like we talked about, the suburban area, versus, something, a little bit farther out that's a little bit, away from everything and not having to deal with all of that.
Now, one thing that we should mention, when we talk about the distance to Walt Disney World, that is always dependent on traffic. And there is traffic coming from Davenport into Orange County. It's just, Josh immediately started nodding his head. Sure. Now, what are your impressions, Josh, of Davenport?
Kind of following around the same thing that Ruben was saying, it's a very large area and there's a lot of different places to look into in Davenport. I've helped people down in Orchard Terrace. We were just talking about Orchard Terrace. Again, lower HOA fees. There are CDDs over there. You will find them a little bit more elevated. down in Orchid Terrace. No, I wouldn't say as high maybe as Champions Gate, but you know, you will find them. Champions Gate in itself is great. You know, again, that community basis, they have a beautiful shopping center over there, a lot of great places to eat. You know, one of the new builders I was working with over there is Lenore. You know, I was seeing the CDDs up closer to $2,100, $2,200 range over there for some of the single family homes. But beautiful homes over there and lots of options to choose from.
Yeah. And I think these are some of the reasons why, it's becoming just a really popular, a popular place. Because I remember, you know, a couple of years ago, Davenport wasn't really on our radar. And it was all Hamlin. It was all Winter Garden. And now we're constantly seeing Davenport. And I'm like, okay, we really need to do a show about Davenport and kind of what people can expect and what they can think, what they can expect, going there. But I thought that was a really good point too about the, cause we get a lot of people, that want to buy a home here. They want to be relatively close to Disney World. They're not ready to move yet. And so they want to, you know, have the house here for them when they come on vacation, but then rent it out the rest of the year, or just do it purely as an income producing property. And Davenport is becoming rapidly more popular in that regard. So if you are interested and more about Davenport or anywhere in the Central Florida area, you can reach out to Ruben, R-U-B-E-N at movingtoorlando.com. Of course, also Josh, J-O-S-H at movingtoorlando.com. Or you can go to movingtoorlando.com. How many more times am I going to say that? And hit the contact us on the menu at the top of the page. And fill out that form, and one of these great guys will get back to you. And that is going to do it for our show. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again next week with another edition of Moving to Orlando.